Hey there. So you're thinking about maybe diving into this Money for Couples by Rumit Sethi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just finished it. And
Did
let
you
me tell
finish
you,
it?
this book is way more than just like your typical personal finance advice.
Yeah, it really is. I was surprised by how much it like digs into the psychology behind money,
Right.
especially for couples, you know. It's less about spreadsheets and more about understanding
Yeah.
your values and how those translate into financial decisions as a couple.
Totally. Like, I always thought a budget was supposed to be about restriction and
Yeah.
saying no to things, but Sethi completely flips that script with his conscious spending plan. You
Yeah.
ever heard of that?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the core ideas in the book.
Yeah.
And it's really intriguing. Instead of focusing on what you can't spend,
Right.
it encourages you to be intentional about where your money goes.
Okay. I'm starting to see how this book is different. But can you give me an example? Like, what does that look like in practice?
Well, imagine you and your partner love traveling. Like, it's a huge yes for both of you.
Yeah.
Sethi would say go all out on those trips, make them incredible experiences.
Right.
But to balance that, you might consciously choose to cut back in areas that aren't as important to you,
Yeah.
like maybe eating out or buying new clothes all the time.
So it's about prioritizing what truly brings you joy, even if it means spending a bit more in those areas. I'm
Exactly.
starting to see the appeal of this whole rich life concept he keeps talking about.
Exactly. And that's where those yes money dials come in.
Yeah.
It's about identifying what truly makes you and your partner irrationally happy, and then building your finances around those values.
I like that. It feels way more freeing
Yeah.
than just like trying to squeeze into some generic budget mold.
Yeah.
But doesn't everyone have different yes money dials?
Right.
Like, what if my partner's idea of a rich life is totally different from mine?
That's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
The Sethi provides this framework for understanding different money types.
Okay.
He breaks it down into four categories:
Got it.
the avoider, the optimizer, the worrier, and the dreamer.
Wait, money types. That sounds almost like a personality test.
It kind of is.
Interesting.
And trust me, you'll be thinking about which type you are and which type your partner is as you read the book.
Yeah.
It's a really helpful way to understand why you might approach money differently.
Okay, I'm definitely intrigued.
Yeah.
But how do these money types actually play out in a relationship?
Yeah.
Like, can you give me a glimpse into how this might cause conflict for a couple?
Oh, absolutely. Imagine a worrier paired with a dreamer.
Okay.
The worrier is constantly stressed about saving every penny, while the dreamer is off buying lottery tickets, convinced they'll be rich any day now.
Oh, wow. I can already see how that could lead to some major disagreements.
Right.
And Sethi actually gives advice on how to navigate those differences.
He does. And he doesn't shy away from the tough topics.
Okay.
For example, he even talks about prenups.
Wow.
And how they can be a valuable tool for couples, regardless of their income level.
Prenups. Okay, this is definitely not your grandma's financial advice book.
Yeah.
He really goes
He
there.
does, and it's actually super insightful.
Wow.
He reframes the whole idea of prenups,
Okay.
taking away the stigma and presenting them as a way to have honest conversations about finances before getting married.
I'll admit I'm starting to get a little curious about this book. He also has some pretty eye-opening insights about spending habits.
Yeah.
I keep hearing about this invisible spending concept.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Invisible spending is all about those expenses we kind of subconsciously avoid confronting. You know, those things we don't want to admit we spend so much on.
So, like my daily latte habit.
Well, maybe. But he gives some even more surprising examples. Like, think about those hobbies that become part of your identity. He talks about this guy who spent over $100,000 on tools.
$100,000 on tools. Okay. I need to know more about this guy. Was he building a spaceship in his garage or something?
I'm not going to spoil the story, but let's just say it's a pretty relatable example of how invisible spending
Okay.
can sneak up on you even when you think you're being financially responsible.
Okay. I'm officially hooked. But I have to ask, does Sethi just point out these problems or does he actually offer solutions?
Yeah, no.
Because honestly, $100,000 on tools sounds a bit terrifying.
Don't worry, he definitely offers solutions.
Okay, good.
And they're not just theoretical. He provides concrete tools and systems
Okay.
for couples to manage their money more effectively.
Like what? Give me a sneak peek.
Well, there's this concept called phantom costs
Okay.
that I think will really blow your mind.
Right.
It's all about those hidden expenses that go beyond the sticker price.
Okay.
For example, have you ever thought about the true cost of owning a car?
Not really beyond the monthly payment, I guess.
Exactly. But there's so much more to it.
Yeah.
Insurance, maintenance, gas, it all adds up.
Right.
And most people are completely oblivious to how much they're actually spending.
Okay. That's actually kind of scary.
Yeah.
I'm starting to realize I might have some invisible spending and phantom costs lurking in my own life.
You're not alone.
Oh, great.
But the good news is that Sethi provides some practical strategies
yeah.
for tackling these issues head on.
Yeah.
And he does it in a way that's empowering, not overwhelming.
Okay. I'm definitely adding this book to my reading list.
You won't regret it.
Awesome.
It's one of those books that can really change the way you think about money as a couple.
Great. I'm excited to dive in.
Yeah. And it's not just about spend. You know, Sethi also talks about how to have those sometimes difficult conversations about money with your partner.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's something most couples struggle with, right?
Oh, totally. Money talks can be so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
It's like walking on eggshells.
Right.
But does he actually give advice on how to make those conversations, you know, less awkward?
He gives some really practical tips. Like, he emphasizes starting with a compliment.
Okay.
Focusing on shared goals and being willing to compromise.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Instead of just jumping into a fight about the credit card bill.
Right.
Maybe you start by saying, hey, I really appreciate how hard you work to provide for our family or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's about creating a safe and supportive environment for yeah. those conversations. And he also encourages couples to embrace this concept of failure expectation.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was really interesting.
Failure expectation. That sounds kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Isn't the goal to avoid failure, especially when it comes to money?
Well, it's not about expecting to fail.
Okay.
It's more about acknowledging that things don't always go according to plan.
Right.
You know, unexpected expenses happen, job losses happen.
Yeah.
By anticipating those potential setbacks and developing a plan to navigate them,
yeah.
you reduce stress and build resilience as a couple.
So it's like having an emergency fund, but for your relationship.
Exactly. And speaking of specific situations,
yeah.
the book also dives into those major life transitions that can really impact a couple's finances.
Like getting married and having kids.
Yes. And he talks about prenups.
Right.
Which we touched on earlier. But he also goes deep on those crucial money conversations to have before you say, I do.
Hmm. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's more to it than just figuring out who pays for the wedding cake.
Oh, for sure. And when it comes to kids,
yeah.
he has this whole chapter on the 10 crucial money conversations to have with your children.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I've always wondered how to approach that topic with my kids.
Right.
Do you actually remember any of those 10 conversations?
Well, I don't want to spoil the whole chapter for you.
Okay.
But he talks about things like teaching them about saving, spending, and even investing from an early age.
Right.
It's about equipping them with the financial literacy they need to make informed decisions as adults.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like instead of shielding them from the realities of money,
mm-hmm.
you're empowering them to understand it.
Exactly. And he shares this great story about taking his niece and nephew to Disneyland.
Oh, fun.
And giving them each $50 to spend. It was fascinating to see how they each approached the situation differently.
Wait, did one of them spend it all on candy and the other one save it all for souvenirs?
Uh-huh.
That sounds like my kids.
I won't spoil the surprise, but it really highlights how our money personalities often emerge at a young age
mm-hmm.
and how important it is to tailor our approach to teaching kids about money
right.
based on their individual personalities and learning styles.
Okay, so we've talked about those big picture conversations.
Yeah.
But does Sethi also get into the nitty-gritty of managing money as a couple?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what about bank accounts and budgets and all that practical stuff?
Absolutely. He outlines a really simple but effective system for organizing your accounts.
Okay.
Automating your savings and investments and tracking your spending.
Okay.
He even provides a specific account setup that he recommends for couples.
Ooh, spill the tea.
Mm.
What's the magic formula?
Well, it's not magic.
Okay.
But it is pretty straightforward. He suggests having one joint checking account for shared expenses.
Got it.
3 to 5 joint savings accounts for specific goals,
mm-hmm.
and then individual checking and savings accounts for personal spending and financial independence.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So you have the shared finances, but you also maintain some individual autonomy.
Right. And he's a huge advocate for automation.
Yeah.
He argues that it takes the guesswork and emotion out of saving and investing.
Right.
Making it much more likely that you'll stick to your financial goals.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
It's like set it and forget it.
Exactly. He even provides a template for those monthly money meetings
we
talked about earlier. So you have a clear agenda for those conversations.
That sounds super helpful. What about couples who might be thinking about getting professional financial advice?
Yeah.
Does Sethi address that at all?
He does, but he approaches it with a healthy dose of caution. He strongly advises against paying percentage-based fees to financial advisors,
okay,
arguing that those fees can significantly erode your returns over the long term.
So, like, even if an advisor seems great, those fees can really add up over time.
He gives this shocking calculation showing that a seemingly small 1% fee can actually cost you 28% of your lifetime investment returns.
Wow, I had no idea. So what's the alternative?
He encourages couples to carefully evaluate the fees charged by any financial advisor.
Okay.
And consider seeking out those who charge hourly or per project rates instead.
That makes sense. It feels more transparent.
Yeah.
And you're not constantly losing a chunk of your returns to fees.
Right. And he also provides some insightful advice on managing debt.
Okay.
He emphasizes the importance of understanding the true cost of debt, especially high interest credit card debt.
Right.
And recommends prioritizing paying off high interest debt first.
So, like, ditch those credit card balances before you even think about investing.
Pretty much. He argues that paying off high interest debt is like getting a guaranteed return on your investment.
Right.
And once you're debt free, he encourages couples to make a specific plan for where that money will go.
So instead of just falling back into old spending habits, you redirect those funds towards your rich life goals.
Exactly. He's all about being intentional and proactive with your finances.
I'm really digging this whole approach.
Yeah.
It's like, instead of just telling you what to do, he gives you the tools to figure out what works best for you and your partner.
And he encourages couples to create their own money rules.
Okay.
These rules serve as a guide for making those everyday financial decisions, eliminating the need to constantly debate or second guess yourselves. It's about creating a shared framework for decision making that aligns with your values and goals as a couple.
Money rules. I like that. It sounds way less intimidating than a budget.
And he emphasizes that these rules can evolve over time as your circumstances change. It's not about being rigid. It's about having a system that works for you.
It's like he's giving you permission to define what financial success looks like for your relationship, which is pretty cool.
Right. And he concludes the book by revisiting this concept of failure expectation.
Yeah.
Asking a really thought-provoking question. What would your life look like if you were going to die soon?
Whoa. That's heavy.
Yeah.
But I guess it puts things in perspective, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a reminder to not get so caught up in the day-to-day that we lose sight of what truly matters.
Right.
And to make sure our financial decisions are aligned with those priorities.
Yeah, it's like a wake-up call to make sure you're actually living your rich life, not just like working towards some abstract financial goal.
Exactly. It's about making sure you're using your money to create experiences, build relationships, and pursue what truly brings you joy.
It sounds like this book really packs a punch.
Yeah.
Both emotionally and practically.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to check it out.
You should. And I think what's so compelling about money for couples is that it goes beyond just the numbers.
Yeah.
You know, it really dives into the human side of finances.
Right.
Exploring how our individual experiences, beliefs, and even our communication styles can impact our financial decisions as a couple.
Right. It's not just about creating a budget.
Right.
It's about creating a shared vision for your future.
And Sethi does an amazing job of weaving together personal anecdotes, research-backed strategies, and even a bit of humor to make these complex topics engaging and relatable.
I remember you mentioned some of the real life examples from couples he's worked with.
Yeah.
Those stories probably make the concepts even more tangible, right?
Absolutely. It's one thing to hear about a financial strategy in theory.
Yeah.
But it's another thing entirely to hear how it played out in someone else's life.
Right.
And Sethi is a master storyteller. So those examples really stick with you.
It's like getting a sneak peek into other couples' money journeys.
Yeah.
And learning from their successes and even their mistakes.
Exactly. And even though every couple's situation is unique, there are these universal themes that emerge, like the importance of communication, compromise, and finding a system that works for both partners.
I think that's what resonated most with me from our conversation, the emphasis on collaboration and communication.
Yeah.
It's not about one person controlling the finances. It's about working together as a team.
Right. And Sethi provides those concrete tools and strategies to make those conversations easier.
Yeah.
Even when you're dealing with sensitive topics like debt or spending habits.
And let's not forget about that automation piece.
Yeah.
Setting it up so you're automatically saving and investing genius.
It really is a game changer.
Yeah.
It takes the willpower out of the equation and makes it much more likely that you'll reach your financial goals.
So if you're listening and you're thinking, okay, I need to get my finances in order with my partner, but I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
This book sounds like a pretty good roadmap.
It definitely is. It's filled with those aha moments,
yeah,
practical tips, and even a bit of humor to keep you engaged along the way.
And hopefully it leaves you feeling empowered,
mm-hmm.
knowing that you have the tools to create a financial life that supports the rich life you envision with your partner.
Exactly. Because it's not just about the money.
Right.
It's about what the money allows you to do and experience together.
Well said. So there you have it. Our deep dive into Money for Couples by Ramit Sethi. We hope this has sparked your curiosity and maybe even inspired you to pick up the book yourself.
Remember, building a healthy relationship with money is an ongoing journey.
Yeah.
And every couple's path will be different.
But with the right tools and mindset,
mm-hmm.
you can create a financial life that truly supports your rich life together.
Happy reading.
Until next time.